And something tells you, whatever it might be, something tells you, I better stop and slow down here. And zoom, there goes somebody through a red light. And you stop and you have that feeling that goes through. You go, what was that? What was that? And you know when you can access that? When you're close to God. When you're in fear, you can't access it. I've told the story of running one time. The next day, I had to give a talk to a group of chiropractic physicians about how to avoid having accidents. And I stumbled while I was running, and I went into fat time, where I actually saw myself, because I was sprinting at the time, in the last minute or two of my run, and I started tumbling and turning and twisting, and I landed on the pavement, and then my head turned, and my arm, and I could feel the scraping taking place, and I could feel the cement and the asphalt on my head, and I came into the house. It was about 7 o'clock in the morning, and I went into the bathroom, and I looked in the mirror, and I was a bloody mess. And I had little stones in my cuts and abrasions and so on. And the next day I was on my way to give a talk to a group of people about not having accidents. And I had all kinds of scabbing head up here, and there I was standing up in front of all of these people with scabs all over me and blood and bandages on my arms. And I told them that I know exactly when I had the accident. Because while I was running and sprinting in the last moment, I was having a problem with one of my children. And I was very concerned about her. And I was in deep fear that something very devastating was going to happen to her. And I was visualizing something terrible happening to her if she didn't change. And I saw that picture. And while I was in that lower and slower energy of fear and worry and anguish, I stumbled and I fell. And I attracted into my life the very thing that I was most afraid of. It's called the Job effect. And I could pinpoint exactly what I was thinking when that accident occurred. And I can think of other moments when I've been in moments of peace. There was a time when I was driving on my way down to Florida one time. And again, my little girl Tracy and her mother, Tracy and her cousin Kathy, were in the back seat of the car, and my wife was driving. And I was sound asleep, and I was in a very beautiful dream. We were in a Dodge Dart. Lime green. It was a bad energy just to be there in that thing. And I was sound asleep. And out of this deep sleep, and it was a very peaceful sleep, something woke me up. And I woke up, and I looked up, and I'm much taller than my wife was, and she was driving. And she couldn't see above the car in front of her, but there was a car passing on the wrong side of the road coming directly at her. The car in front of us swerved to avoid it, and here was a car coming directly at us that she hadn't seen before. And I just, out of this sleep, reached up, grabbed the wheel, and turned us off onto the side of the road. And the car went past. There was a driver sound asleep, and I hit the horn at the same moment. And that was 30-some years ago. And all of the work that I had to do, and all of the books that I had, and all of the purpose that I had for showing up here, the mission that was a part of my life, was not about to be undone by somebody falling asleep at the wheel. It just wasn't time. And there was something that was accessed. That's called intuition. You begin to sense there's trouble ahead. And so you look at a group of people that are standing on a corner and you think, that could be trouble. And your intuition says, run around them rather than next to them. And you run and you avoid that. And something tells you when you're walking out of a parking lot, there's some intuitive sense that says, I think I should have somebody accompany me when I'm doing this. And you listen to that intuition. Sometimes it isn't there and it's not necessary. When it's there, you pay attention. You begin. Synchronicity isn't any more confusing than the thought that exists between a mother and her baby. It's not any more difficult to understand than the idea of a remote control in your television set. When you sit there and you press a button and some invisible something that who knows what goes between that little button that you've pushed and that television set, there's something invisible taking place there that nobody can see with their senses. but we know that it's there. It's no more confusing than when we are driving along in our car and we turn on the button and music starts coming into our space. And if we want to change it, we push another button. And we can't see those energies, we can't see those connectors, but there is a connector that exists between pushing that button, the thought, I'll push that button. Now there's two connectors. There's the thought and the connector, and then the button pushing. And then there's the connection between the button pushing and some invisible something flowing through some invisible place and showing up in the form of music. Who can understand that?